Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. As you guys can all see, today's weather is absolutely magnificent. There was not sun out, actually, in the morning, but it seems like there is right now. So if you guys did not have the chance to go outside and enjoy the sun, this would be a great time because we don't know when the sun is going to disappear. I hope you guys are doing well. I think we're going into our fifth week of our semester, almost around halfway through already. It seems like we just began our semester, but time flies very fast. So yeah, I mean, I hope you guys are doing well. Fifth week is kind of the time where midterms come up. I think I mentioned this in my last show. Some people probably already finished their midterms. Some people probably have their midterms soon. I really wish good luck to everyone who do have midterms, and I just want to say congratulations to all the people who successfully finished their midterms. Today's show is going to be very exciting, actually, because once again, I'm going to be doing another Fun Drive concept-oriented show, because in fact, we are officially in Fun Drive week. It began last week, February 1st, which was our kickoff, and then today is, I believe it's Vegas Movie Day, so stay tuned for that. And finally, this week, Saturday the 29th, is going to be the finale for Fun Drive, so make sure to come on, check it out, and once again, if you cannot support in real life, and you still want to support in some way, you can always donate to CITR. And it seems that this year's Fun Drive, the donation method has changed a little bit. I don't think it is the website that I mentioned last week. So here is the updated website. The website is donate.citr.ca. I believe that's the correct website. Let me confirm that. And yes, it is. So please, everyone, if you guys are able to donate whatever you guys can, anything is appreciated and we will use it to very good use. So the website is donate2citr.ca. One more time, donate2citr.ca. So that will be donate2citr.ca. So please, everyone, if you guys have a chance, 1 minute, 2 minutes of your day, and just click into this website and donate, that would be greatly appreciated for both us and our community members and everyone else that is involved with CITR and Discorder. So that is kind of the introduction that I want to give out today. Fun Drive, very, very exciting. I cannot emphasize this more. There is basically a whole week of events. Every single day we have a different thing going on. Last week we had the kickoff, and then there's going to be some other great, great events. Today, as I mentioned, is probably movie day. So if you guys all have a chance, please come on down to the station. It seems like we haven't got the movie up yet, but if we do, we do. But if not, you know, there's going to be some other events going on. So please don't be shy. Come on down to the station and be involved, you know, get in with this excitement. I know that the middle of the term is a very stressful time. I can kind of already sense it in myself as well. I'm getting my mood is a little dropping, and I'm kind of concerned, you know, all those stresses just rising up. But as I mentioned, and you know, it's very important to gather up all those emotions and learn to put it aside and give yourself the time to enjoy something that you truly love to do. And I think CITR and Discorder does an amazing job giving you guys an opportunity to put all those stressful events aside and really enjoy the presence of time, and, you know, just have fun and regain that energy back to put into whatever you guys need to do. All right, so before we start off the episode officially, let's get on some station IDs, ads, PSAs. And you know what? I would advise all the time for everyone to really focus on the ads and the PSAs, and you know, the station ID and the show promos that we all let out every single hour, because first of all, they were created by many people, CITR, you know, involved in CITR or not. And I think they did a very, they always do a wonderful job in creating this. But in particular, because it is Fun Drive season, I guess you can say, there are a couple Fun Drive PSAs that I got ready for you guys. So stay tuned, listen up, and I'm sure that you guys can kind of appreciate and just acknowledge the things that we have to offer and say in these PSAs. So stay tuned, keep your eyes sharp and your ears. I guess keep your ears more sharp because this is a radio show. But, you know, keep them both sharp. I'll come back to you in a couple minutes and we will regain this, recontinue this connection. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must fail. MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro-jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Mark your calendar for February 29th, 2024, because the Study and Go Abroad Fair is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center. Don't miss this free opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
Maybe it's time for the vows?
Hey, yo, what up? You already know who it is. Jamal Steals from Crimes and Treasons Radio. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. I said yes to CITR because they let us do trill shit like this. Yeah, you heard me. We can say what we want on air. We can really talk that real talk. So in saying that, you know supporting CITR is no gamble. This love is made to last. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit donate2citr.ca to donate.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donate2citr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication,
the next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross,
a 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle, a fashionable Just Married sweatsuit, and of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donate to CITR.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
All right, everyone, we're back. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Wow, you know what? I am in the studio. I just want to say I love doing my radio show. I'm really passionate about it, and I think I have a lot of fun, and I learn a lot from this show. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because it is definitely the truth, obviously, but there's nothing more that I want more than to go outside and just enjoy the sun. You know, the sun is shining very, very bright. It seems very warm outside, and, you know, I could use a little bit of vitamin D in my system right now. I think these weeks, we didn't really get too much sun. I didn't really go out too much, and I think probably right after the show, I'd probably go outside, get some sunlight in me, and I hope everyone gets a chance to do that as well. I think a lot of the times we tend to stay at home because it's very comfy, or we have a lot of things to do, so we kind of neglect the beautiful weather that is given, I'd say, many days at least. I mean, we've gotten a lot of rain, but the days that we get sun, you know, those are the days that really make up to all those nasty days that we get. Unless you like the rain. I mean, sometimes the rain is nice. It does give you a cozy sense of feeling. But most days, I would prefer it to be sunny because it really does bring up my mood. And I hope that it brings up a lot of other people's moods today as well. So as I mentioned, today's show is going to be a fun drive-driven concept. And the reason why, it's because it's Fun Drive Week. There's nothing more exciting than to be involved in one of the biggest events that is hosted at CITR and Discorder Magazine. It's an absolute pleasure, actually, for me to even be involved in this as an executive, a student executive at CITR and Discorder. And once again, you know, I cannot thank more for these people, you know, for the student executives, all of them, you know, and the staff members at CITR and Discorder. And of course, I want to thank all the community members and everyone else that were able to not only be involved and participate at CITR and Discorder, but also just supporting, you know, whether it's through donations, which you can do. Just go to the site, donate to CITR.ca. You can do it. You know, anyone can do it. So yeah, I mean, not only the donations, but just in general, you know, just showing up to the events, showing up to these fundraising, you know, events that we do, showing up to just the station, you know, really just being present with everything, you know, that's all counted as a huge support for us. And it really motivates us to keep going and search for things to improve the station, search for things to improve the policies and, you know, the events, you know. So we use all those suggestions and we use that support and positive energy and directly reciprocate that through evolving the station and trying to figure out ways on how we can make this place a more friendly and a more resourceful you know, area where anyone can just join in. Although right now it's absolutely amazing and I cannot emphasize this more. But, you know, for me, for example, you know, I benefited a lot, you know, from CITR and Discorder personally, but also just like socially as well. And I think everyone should have the chance to really see what we have to offer. And I know some of you guys are listening right now. And if you are, please try and just be curious. You know, I think that's one of the best things to do is just to be curious. And sometimes that curiousness really just blossoms into action. And when it does, there's only two ways it can go, you know, either bad or good. And I promise you, even if it goes bad, I'm not sure it's going to go that bad. But if it goes good, it's going to go great. And I'm proof, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of other people can testify to this. So, yeah, it's Fun Drive Week. There's going to be a lot of events. And I really hope that everyone gets a chance to use a couple minutes of their day, maybe just to come down to the station and show their presence and see what we have. Although the weather is great outside and it is very tempting to go outside and just walk around or, you know, eat outside or just read a book. But we are here. We're always here. We do tours every weekday at 12 at noon. And for those of you who want to get involved with radio shows or any spoken word activity at CITR and Discorder, come on down again and just see the steps that you need to go through. If you guys want to be cool like me and have a radio show where you can talk to people and do things live on air, you can do that. You know, anyone can do it. And all you need to do is just come down to the station and ask what we can do for you. And we will help you reach that goal. Speaking of spoken word activities and radio shows, there are, just a quick summary of what you need to do, is there are three trainings that you need to go through: show host training, production training, and technical training. They're very, very easy trainings that will take a little bit of time to master, but completely learnable to anyone in any background. You don't need any prior experience. You don't need any prior knowledge. All you need to do is just come, sign up for the date, and just not be late and just come in and just do the trainings with the trainers. We're very friendly with it. You know, don't be intimidated by us. We will teach you every step of the way on how to create a show, how to record it, how to edit it. All those things you will learn. Now, keep in mind, I think I mentioned this in my previous episodes again, but I had no prior knowledge nor experience, and I've never really seen a radio station before. And look at me, you know, I'm almost, you know, I have like 20 or 30 episodes left to reach my 100th episode, which I'll probably do something. And, you know, I'm doing great and it's very fun. So if you guys are curious about this, please come on down and check us out. But if you cannot check us out, but you still want to support us in any other way, all you need to do is go to donate to CITR.ca. Now, I'll spell it out for you just in case you donate to the correct place. DonateToCitr.ca. Please go ahead, donate. I'll give you about 10 seconds right now of silence. All right, I cannot be off air for that long, so I'll give you about 3 more seconds. Okay, and I'm back. Okay, I hope you guys had the chance to go to the website and donate. If you didn't, you can go right now. You know, there's really not a time period of when you should donate. But if you can donate, great. If you can't, that's okay. But if you can, that would be amazing. Now, for those of you, why am I telling people to donate so much? Well, first of all, I would love for people to support, and one of the best ways to support us is through donating. And because we're a nonprofit organization, we need your guys' support to really, as I mentioned, evolve the station. You know, there are a lot of equipments in the radio station currently that need to be upgraded, you know, that need to have that little step up, you know. And we've been wanting to get a new transmitter, and through these donations, we will use it. Not only for the transmitter, but for other technologies and other equipment that we use at the station for you guys, you know, for everyone else. It's never for a selfish purpose. You know, everyone at the station will benefit from things that we do to help evolve the station into a better, more useful place. And, you know, I think there's only good to come out with changing some equipment and making a little new adjustments. So if you have the chance, please donate to to CITR.ca, and that will be greatly appreciated. So please go ahead, donate, and it doesn't matter how much you donate. If you donate 2 cents, if you donate $2,000, both will be appreciated. Obviously, the $2,000 will be a little more of an eye-opener for us, but either way, it doesn't matter how much you donate, as long as you donate. But if you can't, again, no pressure. But that would be a great way to support us. So anyways, Fun Drive is coming up. I want to get into some of the events that have previously finished, actually, because we're already into February 6th, and this event goes till February 9th, I believe. So it's about a week event. I think it goes till the 9th because of the finale, which is February 9th, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe. Oh, sorry. I think it is on the 10th. So I believe the finale of the Fun Drive is going to be on the 10th. Yes, there's going to be a party at Red Gate. I would really love to attend, but unfortunately, I work that day, so I won't be able to go. But for those of you who are free on Saturday night, please come and check it out. You know, for those of you who have not been to Red Gate, it's a beautiful venue. We host Shindig there. There's drinks there. You know, there's going to be a lot of people. We have a stand where we sell merch. So please check it out. Party at Red Gate on February 10th, which is Fun Drive Week. All right, so last week, which is February 1st, was the kickoff of Fun Drive. Now, this kickoff went great, I hope. And then February 2nd was karaoke night, probably one of my favorite events ever in CITR. Karaoke night is such a great event, you know. And you know, some people say, oh, it's kind of embarrassing to sing in front of a lot of people. You soon realize when you're in this room full of people just enjoying music and singing that embarrassment just goes right out the window. And so you just become really present and just enjoy every single second, because everyone's on the same boat. Everyone's there to sing and listen to great music and drink whatever beverages you guys have, eat some food, have a great time. So there's really no time to be embarrassed, you know, you're just busy having fun. But anyways, yeah, karaoke night, great event. As I mentioned, it's probably my favorite event. And then February 5th, which was yesterday, was Decorate Wedding Dress Day. So I saw a couple Instagram posts that were posted on this day. And you know what? There are so many greatly talented and creative people at CITR and Discorder that you only get to meet at CITR and Discorder. You know, these people, they really have a creative mind, and it's really fantastic and very just intriguing just to see how these people just practice that creativity. And if you want to practice your creativity, come on down. You know, we have a couple more events. We will have more and more events, endless events, that just goes on years and years and years. So all you need to do is just find the time to just come on down and just see what we have to offer. And finally, today, February 6th, is Vegas Movie Day. Now, unfortunately, I don't know if the movie is going to be up. I don't know if the projector is going to be working, but that is okay, because we'll probably figure it out. If not, that's fine. But either way, come on down. We have a couple people at the station. If you want to check out something, or if you're curious about anything, or if you have any questions that you want to ask, we're here. You know, we're always here. And so please come on down. And as I mentioned, for those of you who want to do a spoken word or a radio show activity, then you do need to do 3 trainings. I mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but I also had to mention that I am actually doing one of those trainings. And for those of you who can't guess what it is production training. So it's a training where I will teach you how to use this app called Audacity to edit your radio show or your audio file. And so very useful skill, actually. I recently just used Audacity to create a song that I made for one of my classes. And you know what? It took me a long time, but it's a great, great skill to learn. And once you get it, you get it. You know, there's really no going back. And so I'll teach you how to do that. It's really fun. I personally really love trainings. I would honestly confidently say that I would much rather do a training than a tour, although the station is filled with so many interesting and ancient songs and materials that you can really have no end to just searching for them. But I like trainings. You know, I really love it. I really love to see people and just teach them about stuff that I'm passionate about and, you know, help them, you know, even just that one step of reaching their goal in spoken word or radio show. So yeah, so Vegas movie today, and then tomorrow, very exciting, poker and game night. Now, I mentioned this in my show, but one of my, if not my favorite show in real life is Suits. I've now done a couple reviews on him, and I did a soundtrack episode of all the songs, or one of my favorite songs in the show. And the protagonist is actually an amazing poker player. Now, for a second, this protagonist, whose name's Harvey Specter, kind of intrigued me and kind of gave me that interest in learning how to play poker, but I've never did. And it seems that poker is a great game to play, and it seems like a very interesting game as well, but I don't know how to play it. And if you do know how to play it, maybe tomorrow is your night. Maybe tomorrow is your night to shine with your poker skills and your ability to play poker. I wish I could join in. I can't. But if you don't know how to play poker, it's okay. Just come on down. See what we have. See what the poker is like. You know, explore. And so there's really no limitations, you know, for what we do. And so no expectations as well. No real requirements. All you need to do is just come on down and support us. But once again, if you cannot support us in real life and you want to do it virtually and you want to ask me what is the best way to support CITR and Discorder, I would have to say one of the best ways is to donate. Now, I hear someone asking me, where would you have to donate to CITR? That is a wonderful question. All you need to do is go to donate2citr.ca and donate whatever amount you want to donate. Doesn't matter if it's 25 cents or $2,500, doesn't matter. Just if you want to donate, then just go ahead to the website donate2citr.ca. I stuttered a little bit, but one more time, donate2citr.ca. That is the magic website to donate and support CITR and Discorder during Fun Drive Week. Now, to give you a little extra motivation too for why you should donate is we have a goal, and we always do, and that goal is to reach $20,000 during the Fun Drive Week. We are not yet there, but we still have time. You have time. I have time. We all have time. To do what? Donate. Now, all you need to do, very simple. Just go somewhere where you have Wi-Fi, or if you have data, then you can use that as well. But go to donate2citr.ca and click that donate button. And I'm sure there's going to be a slot where it's going to tell you to write down where or which show influenced your donation. It would be greatly appreciated on my end if you could type in Lean In With Jeff, which is my show name, to show the support, to show the influence of my show and what kind of impact I give to the public audience. It is an absolute bummer that I do not get a chance to meet every single one of my audience members that tune into my show and listen to the content that I put out. And I really wish I did, you know, I really do wish I did. But for me to know the support that you guys are all giving to me, not only my show, but to other shows, all you need to do is, while you're donating, put down the show name that influenced your show. And that way we can know who is our supporters, you know? So who's our supporters? How do we know? Just write down the show name in that column where you donate to CITR.ca. C-A. All right, so the next event that is on February 8th, and that is called Elope Your Bestie. I'm going to be honest with you. It just sounds great. You know, the word bestie, are you serious? That's just already just great. You know, who wouldn't want to do anything with their bestie? So many of our events, you know, I'd have to say is you can bring people. You know, you don't need to be a CITR member to join in on our events. You can bring in people. You know, you can bring in that plus one. You know, you can bring in that, you know, friend that you just met in class. You can bring in those people because that's what we do. You know, we keep everything so open and flexible to anybody that there is no expectations or requirements to be involved with CITR. So keep in mind, you know, if you just met someone in class or if you just walked the streets and you just were waiting on the bus stop or you were waiting for, you know, to pay your groceries or whatever, and you happen to stumble upon someone and your conversation's going good, mention CITR on Discord. And if you do, and if they're interested, there's events. Just come on down and just check it out and see what we have. You know, it's not that hard. You know, we're not that intimidating. You just come on down and just check it out. But again, if you cannot check it out in person, and if you cannot show your support in any other way, then you can always go to donate to CITR.ca and donate as much money as you'd like. As I mentioned, we don't have a limitation or requirements for joining our station. Well, obviously, you would have to pay a membership, but nothing else, nothing really. You know, you just need to be somebody who's passionate and has a positive energy. But again, we don't have any limitations to how much you donate as well. So that is completely up to you, completely what you want to do, whether you want to donate or not. But if you do want to donate, the amount is up to you as well. Now, to give one last motivation to donate and support us is that there are specific prizes that are affiliated with a certain amount of your donation. Now, you know, do you guys remember when I told you guys to really listen carefully to the PSAs that I put out? The reason why is because in that PSA, it specifically states what amount connects to what prize. And I don't have that information, but if you have the time, go to my website, leaninwithjeff@citr.ca, and check out my episode, which is this episode, and rerun that PSA and see what kinds of prizes that you can win with your donations. And that is it for me for giving you guys motivation. All right, so you know what? That's it for Fun Drive, you know? I think there are a lot of things, a lot of happiness that can be given to you in the later couple days of this event while it's still proceeding. If you have any questions, please come on down to the station and we'll help you out. All right, for the last couple minutes of my show, because there has to be an early dismissal for my show today due to personal reasons, I am actually going to be introducing a movie that I just watched in the theaters. First of all, it was great. I am actually going to do a review on this movie with a guest one day. And for those of you who want to do the review with me, come on down to the station. I'm going to be here for a couple hours at least. And we can discuss it. We can plot out a script or we can plot out some ideas and discuss this movie. But the movie is called Anyone But You. And I don't want to go into too much depth into it because I will be doing a review on this. But just to say that there are some great things to be said about this movie. I personally watched it because, first of all, I love, love romance comedies. My favorite genre to watch. But also, to be honest, the reviews were not that great from what I've heard from people. So I was also curious. But boy, oh boy, were they wrong. You know, I think that it was a fantastic movie. And honestly speaking, I would watch it again. I would honestly watch it again. It was just that good. They did a magnificent job with the comedy. I really did have a couple good laughs during the show. or during the movie. And so for those of you who really want, you know, that romance comedy, but more on the comedy emphasis, I'd say this is a great movie for you. So check it out. You know, it's still in theaters. Get yourself a seat. Get yourself a ticket. You know, I actually went this Sunday, and fun fact, it was my first time on a recliner seat in a theater, and I didn't even know that they had that. And I thought you had to pay extra. You don't. It was very comfy. They're basically like 2.5 times more bigger than regular seats. So I did have a much more comfy time watching the movie, almost a little too comfy to the point where I wanted to fall asleep, but I didn't because the movie was just that good. So please check it out. I think the movie is really great, and stay tuned for the review that I'm going to be making soon. All right, to end off the episode for today, I'm actually going to be putting on a song that was in the movie, and I really like this song. It's called Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. I hope you guys enjoy, and here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. I hope you guys had a great time listening to that song. I love that song, and I'm actually listening to it right now in repeat every day during my transit. So that is it for my episode today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Fun drive week. Again, if you cannot support us in person, and if you do really want to support us, then please go to donate2citr.ca. Once again, donate2citr.ca. donate2citr.ca. Go ahead and donate whatever amount you want to donate and support us. My name is Jeff. This was Lean In with Jeff, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Goodbye, everyone. Oh, mama, mama, with two, Malaika, with two, Malaika, with two, my penzi, Mungu, usichali, kuyangu, achie wakati, utapata baraka yake. She thinks I'm going crazy. Said, how could you do this to me? Maybe someday so keep a silly key. Put in my ebony, found it for myself, yeah. Put in my ebony, this is who I am. Love is all we got, love is all I got. I'm a Scorpio perfecto. All you ways are but you want.
My mind is telling me no, 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 but I wanna pursue this. Temptation is calling. Yes, yours. They don't stop till the end of time. Should I go on? I dance with the devil in a pale moonlight. Confrontation on the issue, steal my skills with a mic. This dripping talk and he tired of giving ass whoopings. I enter the battle throwing hooks and spin, kicking, spitting. Sucker, I'm nice, coming right, rap for the light. You wicked weights, killing my people, your game's tight. You even got me slanging white heathen to break even. But that's the kind of world we all live, die, and breathe in. I see your ill intentions through the eyes of my foes. They got jealousy consuming them the way I done rose. God hated spitting malice while they biting my sh. Maybe my style and my method, now ain't that a. I switch my speed up, trying to free up and break away these shackles. Attack them wicked savage.
That's a gaffle.
Cause now you got me swimming with the sharks in the game. Flipping on the sh, it's disrespecting my name. And that's what it takes to be successful, it seems. Put your dirt in on the low, make a mill and redeem. System built on hypocrisy, not hip hop, you see. The music ain't a game, it's the B.I.Z. Reality's a life, cause you run this generation. But this is for my seed, so we know just what he facing. Tell him every cat's failing, yo, the perils are lust. We'll have you falling while you trying to come up. Yo, this mic I hold is fatal to your ill campaign. Amplifying what I'm spitting, everything that I'm saying. It'll pass through many years before these lyrics get felt. I'll be dead and gone, we'll be told to my health. Saying
the illest of times, checkmate, he had rhymes. everyday street level poetic lines. Immortalize wax, York and analyze tracks. Think it over, the fables that I told you will hold you. Come up for my soul, the devil versus the maker. Fight for control, it's Satan versus the savior. Chilling in the middle, that's me holding my ground. Just a man with a mic in my hand, hold it down. For my soul, the devil versus the maker. Fight for control, it's Satan versus the savior. Chilling in the middle, that's me holding my ground. Just a man with a mic in my hand, hold it down. Visions of the maker and flashes of white light. Radiating wisdom but blinding my eyesight. Came to chastise, checkmate for doing wrong. For glorifying violence and cussing up in my song. For disrespecting women and terrorizing my peers. Spitting malice in the face of young hearts and tender ears. Bro, I fell to my knees for forgiveness and God, please. Understand the plight of young G's dealing with these. Ways of the world, you know all and see all. And must be readily accustomed to people and why they fall to the wicked ways of mankind, we trapped in the flesh. Had my mind thinking I'ma do good and try my best. But for love that I gave, came to seek greed and hate. Compassion means you weak, got thieves stealing your cake. Forgiveness is for suckers, blood faith is a myth. Get your money up one, it can snake, gypped and stiff. He wasn't mad at a nigga at all. Told me all the reasons why soldiers should ball. But for every choice I made, it was two that I passed up. And couldn't stay chill, but instead I wanted to heal. Recognize the evil in yourself, young villain. Living in society, it saturates your system. Television breeding mad fraud and animosity, prejudice. Movies kicking lust and decadence, presidents. Consorting with hookers and illa residents. Ever since I opened up my eyes and seen the evidence. So never pump at how you write, you stay true. There's a reason why they call it the evil that men do. Even the best of us fall, how could you not? When they sabotage your spot, you bound to get got. Word of my,
word of my, word of my, word of my, word of my, word of my, word of my.
For my soul, the devil versus the maker. Fight for control, it's Satan versus the savior. Chilling in the middle, that's me holding my ground. Just a man with a mic in my hand, hold it down. Coming for my soul, the devil versus the maker. Fight for control, it's Satan versus the savior. Chilling in the middle, that's me holding my ground. Just a man with a mic in my hand, hold it down.
Hold it down, hold it down, hold it down, hold it down. Yo, this is mine, mother. You know it. There's nothing you can do about it. This whole world is mine. Your destiny to die in the flames of hell.
Yo wapi, yo kome manga wapi, toko kende wapi, la coco cadet. Rien n'est parfait dans ce monde imparfait. Alors comment t'aimer dans ce monde imparfait? Rien n'est parfait dans ce monde imparfait. Comment t'aimer dans ce monde imparfait? Thank you.
makambo Ilongi na yo moto akokate Okopesa nyoso nakozwa okopesa nyoso nakolanda okopesa nyoso Motema ekobeta du 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 nzoto ekoningana ah 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 vas-y malembement doucement tendrement calmement Motema ekobeta du 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 nzoto ekoningana ah 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 vas-y malembement doucement calmement tendrement
Yeah.